Gotta start the backup recording just to make sure that my audio doesn't mess up. Hello, welcome to Sidetrack City episode 24. I just recorded episode 23 and then I realized I didn't really talk much, and in fact that was pretty focused information. You know, that's a lot of information in packed into one episode, really. I'm okay with, you know, this new reality. I'm okay. I mean, I hope you are too. You know, I feel for you. Or do I? You know, do I? I don't really know what's real anymore. But, this episode, I'm gonna do like normal, whatever that is. I'm going to, you know, welcome to Sidetrack City episode 24. I'm pretty sure I just said that. This time, I'm going to talk about something I have a lot of experience with. I do comedy, but I like to share my knowledge and experience with others. So I seem like a nice guy, and so that's what I'm going to do. I have a lot of experience with, and I'm very good at, not doing a good job in comedy contests. So I think I can help you if you want to also know how to not do a good job in a comedy contest. Just listen up, because there's a wealth of knowledge for you. So this goes back to, actually, most of them I've gone and done all last year. So just in the past 12 months, you know, I've entered into I wouldn't call it losing. I didn't lose. It's just I didn't win. That's all. I just didn't win the contest. It's fine to do that. I'm actually not hurt by it. It's actually okay. It's actually pretty funny how many times I say actually in one sentence. I don't know why I do that. But maybe I need to be reprogrammed or something. Yeah, that's it. Let me just explain to you how much fun it is to be in a, not just comedy for the funny laughs, but to enter into a thing where you get judged by others, not just the judges, but others, not just during the show, but after the show and before the show. It's an odd thing. It's a different aspect of comedy, and it's really enjoyable. I would really recommend that you not only listen to this advice, but just roll with it after you hear it. So I have experience. Just in the past 12 months, even. It started with the Madhouse contest, which is a 6 or 7 month long series of rounds where anybody can join. And it's, I hope you enjoy listening to this. Yeah. 6 or 7 months of rounds, you know, anybody can join. You don't even have to be, you know, a comedian on the scene. You can just join. And so I'm pretty sure, at least that's the way it was last year. 150 different comedians went and joined that, and then, you know, it's different rounds. But anyway, rather than go over tons and tons of details, my focus today is on how I did not win it. So while I had some success and there were many laughs, this is how I did not win that contest, the funniest person contest. First of all, I'm not the funniest person. That's one thing. I'm not the funniest person in San Diego. That's for sure. I mean, I'm kind of funny, but not the funniest. That's a lot to live up to. But how I didn't win, it kind of started, if I'm really being honest with myself, I can tell you exactly how. And first of all, how you feel beforehand, you know, before you go into a round, you're kind of like thinking about types of things you're going to say. And sometimes you're, you know, because it's different than a, you know, you don't just want to go up there and just sort of wing it. You don't want to do that. Most people don't do that. But then what happens is you totally do that. Because it just doesn't, things don't go the same way that you thought they were going to go. So it just changes the whole thing. So, you know, all day long, you might be thinking, if you're lucky enough to have enough time or be awake enough during the day to think enough, in reality, you know, waking reality, then, you might think a lot of what you're going to maybe say. You know, you're just getting heckled and you're just handling it, you know, and everything you say is just, it's really funny, you know, and then you get up on stage and you almost trip in reality, you almost trip on the stage, and then you just say the dumb thing that comes to your mind. Then they don't laugh and you're like, oh shoot, what just happened there? And then you're talking about that, and then some other stuff happens, and then you're talking about how you're the worst comedian out of everyone there and beyond. And then sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but that's how it started. I got through a little bit of that. I got through a round by bombing so horribly that I made it through, not through the round, but to a wild card round. Got through that round by being angry, sort of, on stage, and then in the next round, I did not win because, and this is where I'm going to teach you what not to do. Do not talk about a tomato for 4 minutes during your set if you're in the semifinal or whatever quarterfinal round of the of a contest. So don't talk about a tomato, and even if you know, don't try new material about a tomato if that material is 4 minutes long. And then also don't park on the tomato level of the parking lot. So that's just one. Okay, you can take that advice, and you will, now you know. You know, maybe that's what you were going to do. Maybe you're listening to this right now, and you're in a contest, and you're thinking about doing exactly that. Don't do that. The next one that I was in, I'm just going to talk about, losses. Just, and which is good because that's all I have. So, the next one was, the Aces, comedy contest. Cause I did the comic battle. That wasn't really a contest. That was more of a one night thing with really good comedians. I did, you know, get first out of one. It was a one time thing, like a one round thing. Doesn't count. I'll mention it just cause I'll take a win, you know, but immediately after that, and that was one where I didn't play. No, but enough about that. I do not want to go into that. There's a couple things I want to say right now. One is that, there's one thing I forgot the second thing. There's one thing that I want to say right now. And that thing is, there seems to be, in my mind, a perception that some people think about, you know, if you're talking about something good that you did, you're trying to, you know, my point is, okay, my point is that, don't think that, you know, don't think that, okay, I'm gonna move on. I'm so pissed off at myself for getting sidetracked in that way to try to explain something. I didn't even do it well. I didn't even... what the hell did I even just say? I don't even know what I just said. Okay, so the next contest that I lost at, and in other words, the next one I entered into, was the Aces comedy contest, which was another one where pretty much anybody could join. There's no fee or anything. You could just join just by scrolling enough in your Facebook and seeing that on this particular day, there's an announcement that you can join the Aces Comedy Contest. If you want to, do it this afternoon, right now, just sign up, and then you'll probably get in. So I happened to be scrolling that day, and I got into that contest. And that was, I don't even know how many rounds, but doesn't matter, because I only went into the first round. So normally there's five people in each first round. I drove up to Temecula, and this time I kind of learned, don't do new stuff. Kind of do your best things. Guaranteed winner jokes, right? I actually did that. By the way, two people didn't show up. I mean, this place was packed, but two comedians didn't show up, so it was just three. So I'm like, oh, I like my chances. So two out of the three get to advance to the next round. That's pretty good. So when I got third place out of three comedians, that's when I realized I lost the entire contest. Hey, Holmes. And that was the Aces contest. So what did I learn from that? That's the thing. I learned that, you don't want to end on a sad note. I learned I needed to work on my closers. That's what I learned. I learned that you don't want to just do your winners. You kind of do need to sort of wing it a bit and be natural, instead of just kind of rehearsed. I mean, that's not always the case. If you were to witness a contest, you would see, if you witness each round of one, you would see that in some cases it's just rehearsal after rehearsal each time. And that's fine. That's the nature of the game, Back to the point that I was trying to make, though, of what people think. I know that if somebody's listening to this and it sounds like I'm complaining. I actually have a very humorous thoughts about me losing in contests. I think it's hilarious, personally. So just keep listening to the funny. I lost that. So funny. Then I went into third. I didn't just lose. I got third out of three. I did the worst possibly I could have possibly done. And really the only thing I learned was that, because it was pretty close, I mean, as far as laughs go, but I did just learn that, ending on a sad note, is not good. I mean, say something, just work on some alternate closers. This was back in June anyway. So I've learned that. That was a good lesson. So that's the thing. Entering contests, it's actually pretty good because it gets you to practice a bunch. It puts you on the spot, and it's a different dynamic than a regular comedy show where there's almost no pressure. This time there is pressure because even though you know you're okay, even though you know that even if you don't win, you're still a good person. Not everybody else has that opinion of you. In fact, when you lose, when you do not win, shall I say, people who normally would look at you or say hello or goodbye, or anything, just they kind of do a double take instead when they see they're walking towards you, they see you, and it's almost like they look at you twice, but then they really look away and sort of walk away too, which is weird because it's not like you did anything terrible, You just were only so funny, It's just a weird dynamic. It's just a weird, it's weird to go and be funny, get laughs, and then have people say, better luck next time. See, that doesn't happen on a regular show. But, like I said, it is worth it to do these contests because it puts you on the spot for things that are under pressure where you still have to be good and funny. So, practice makes perfect, anyway, the next one after that, because I entered a lot of contests the last year for fun, honestly, for fun and to get better, those things. I mean, I don't think I need to list every reason why, I mean, it's not a bad thing to do. It's totally not, like, what if, you know, if the comedians that, you know, if they didn't enter, if we didn't enter contests, then we'd have these unfunny people entering these contests and winning. Like, what if, you know, no comedians entered the funniest person contest, and then all of a sudden some idiot that's not even funny just wins? You know, that'd be terrible. So it's normal for comedians to enter contests. That's all I'm saying. So the next one I lost was at the Comedy Palace, the clean contest. I liked my chances there because I'm generally a clean comedian. That's sort of changing because I'm not a clean person. I'm actually sort of a dirt bag, kind of. I'm just normal. I don't know. One thing I'm trying to not do anymore is impress people. It's exhausting trying to be what everybody wants for all the time. And meanwhile, being nothing nobody wants any time, you know, the opposite. Like, you know, if you try to impress everybody or try to be somebody, you know, that you kind of are, but not really, you're just going to end up being miserable, you know, just walking around in a daze, you know, daily, just sort of being, you know, just, in a way, failing everybody all at the same time, even though you're trying. So that's just a side note on this Sidetrack City episode, that I am trying to just not impress people anymore. I'm trying to be myself. I want the honesty to come out. I really do. Soon, too. So I lost at the fucking clean comedy contest. How about that? That just came out, all right? And it's fine. Because I'm who I am. That's who I am. Okay, sorry. But anyway, yeah, I totally lost that. How did I lose that? Maybe I put too much pressure on myself because I'm known as the clean, you know, one of the clean comedians. Maybe it was that. By the way, I did have a good set. I mean, I was funny. I learned previously, you know, to work on my closers. So in this case, I actually did kind of what I thought a good set would be for a contest round, where you just sort of, you know, you're sort of natural, but you really do focus on your good winners. You know, that's what you do, at least in the first round of a contest. But two things. I wasn't the funniest, definitely was not the funniest. And somebody else was. So that's how I did not advance past the first round of that contest. What did I learn? I mean, how can I help you learn how to lose just like I did? Let's see. I mean, you kind of had to be there, but it's almost like, you know, it just takes, well, there's a few things, you know. My current winner jokes, or at least back then, were, you know, if you've done your winter joke so many times, maybe you're not into it as much, and so maybe that's it. You gotta write more, you know, so that you're into it. Because sometimes, you know, my best jokes are brand new ones that I'm just, after I've had a really bad day or something, or a bad dream, you know, and I'm all rattled, and I've got material on stuff that's about me being rattled, then that works. So I forgot how we got there, but I lost the clean contest too. And I'm sort of sorry about swearing earlier. I just was trying to make a point. I think I made my point, and that's fine. Like I said, I'm trying to, you know, be normal. I mean, I'm trying to be myself. Hey, Holmes, you need more room, that's for sure. Hang on. That's backup audio in case the regular. Good boy. Then I lost something else. Let's see, what else did I lose? That was in August. I didn't do any more contests. By the way, I don't even know how long this is. Oh, it's not too bad. By the way, I just wanted to mention that I love Einstein. And I don't mention it very often on the podcast for some reason, but I just wanted to mention it just once. Everything's different now. I don't really want to talk about it. Sorry, Holmes. I didn't mean to say his name like out loud. Usually I would say E-boy, you know. But his ear perked up when I said it, and then I paused. I was quiet for a second there, but anyway, just wanted to mention that. I would elaborate in 1,000 ways right now. I have like 50 different things that I want to say right now, but like I said at some point earlier, I'm trying to focus. I'm gonna try to focus as a robot, focus on things one at a time. And right now it's helping you lose at as many comedy contests as you can enter, possibly. If you want to know how to lose in a comedy festival, I can tell you about that too. For the past 3 years, I entered the San Diego Comedy Festival. That costs money. You submit money, you deposit money into, you give someone else your energy, you know, and a video. You sort of bare your soul a little bit by saying, hey, look at me, here's my social media links, my website, and a video of me trying to be funny. And here's some money too. Please and thanks. But you don't need to say please, you might even try to say something funny in your submission, but probably not. Maybe that's why they didn't accept my submission the first 2 years. They basically rejected me 2 years in a row. And that's fine. They get hundreds of submissions. And my video wasn't even that good. And maybe I'm not that funny. They get a lot of, I didn't go. You know, I didn't go. I didn't see how funny the guys were. But I'm sure they were, you know, polished and good and, you know, advanced in their craft. It's all different for everybody. One thing that I would love to get sidetracked on right now is the fact that I don't think there should be many rules. You know, if people, everybody's on their own timeline. I honestly have like 25 different things to say. One of them is that I am glad for anybody that has a lot of success. A lot of my friends are having a lot of success in what they're doing, and that's totally awesome. I'm happy. I want people to succeed. I'm not jealous. You know, there's a lot of jealousy in comedy because, you know, you would think, oh, I wish that was me. I don't wish that. I want people to succeed because I don't want, you know, people to be on the street just not succeeding, because that's just not, I mean, that's painful for them. That was a pretty good explanation, I think, for why I want everybody to succeed. And then on the other hand, not the other hand, just something else, is that everybody has their own level of success. And I think that if you enjoy comedy at whatever level you do it at, then you're good to go. You know, you could do open mics for 20 years, and if that floats your boat, then that's great, you know? Not everybody that does comedy is going to get it far and become the next Mike Birbiglia or something. So, just, that's a point that I wanted to make. And there's no rush. I mean, you know, some people shouldn't do it unless they really enjoy it, you know? Not everybody should go up and do comedy. That's for sure. I mean, you know, not everybody should, you know, when you're walking down the street and, you know, some guy just tells you something that's not funny, but he thinks it's funny. I mean, that guy should not do comedy. So that's another point. And I don't remember not only what points I'm trying to make, but I don't remember what I was talking about before that. But that's where it's okay that this is Sidetrack City. Oh yeah, a comedy festival. Totally lost in that. I actually got accepted this year. I had a better video. I submitted a better video, and I've gotten better at comedy. I still got a ways to go. I'm not, you know, I've bombed a couple times recently, so, you know, maybe it's because I was dazed. Maybe it's my own, you know, in my waking hours, I need to work on things more. But, I entered, you know, and I did not conquer. You know, I basically went there, you know, it was a total honor to just be in the festival, and I had a good time. I really did. But when I went up, I was definitely in the wrong place. I don't just mean on the stage. I mean, I was in the right place for what, you know, for what I was in, but in my head, I was not in the right place. I had a lot going on in my head that is not related to comedy. So what I learned is that if you're going to be distracted or just, you know, if you've got your own kind of personal problem or something that you're dealing with, do yourself a favor and clear that out. Like, I don't know, you know, get some headphones and walk around the building or something, listening to some sounds of a gravy stream or something like that. That might help you clear your head so that you can just ride that gravy river down out of the problems and into the stage, onto it. And then do your thing, you know? But don't do what I did, which is basically take the, you know, just stay in a mindset where you're just thinking about all of the crap that sucks, you know, in your world, you know? Don't think about that stuff. Because if you do, then you're just going to go up and sort of flounder like I did. I totally floundered. It was a weird crowd that first round. First and last round for me. I did not make it past even the first round. Plus, there were some very funny comics. And I actually watched half of them, which is further proof that I wasn't doing the right thing. If you're supposed to be in a contest, you should be kind of preparing to, you know, do your thing. And just watching other people basically kick your ass in advance is not what you should be doing if you're wanting to, you know. But really, what I learned is that I need to work harder. I'm not, that sounds like bullshit, but actually I do. I'm kind of, as far as my sort of contest round type of set, my guaranteed winners, I'm kind of tired of those. I need to write more. I need to stay awake more. I need to wake up more often. Maybe not take the pill that makes me dizzy. I don't take pills. I don't do drugs. I'm just saying, metaphorically speaking, maybe I need to sort of chill out a bit and let my mind get cleared a lot more. Because I remember 2006, I sort of took a break from work a bit, and I came up with so much material. I came up with tons. Like, I did an hour after 6 months of doing comedy, did an hour show. I'm proud of that. It's not bragging. I'm proud of that. The only reason why I had all that material is because I didn't work for a couple months, you know, like an idiot, yes, but I didn't work. I mean, I sort of worked. It's just I worked at so many odd jobs that it became funny. Like, my life was sort of a joke. Maybe that's why it was funny, you know? But maybe I need to take a book out of that page, you know? Or a page out of that book. That's what I need to do. Anyway, this is turning into a long, you know, podcast. Actually, it's not. It's weird. It seems like I've been talking forever. Maybe it's because I just did a podcast before this one. And then I realized, oops, I forgot to actually do a podcast. So, but actually that one, I think that one is, the one I just did. I haven't even posted it yet, but, that's the most realistic one that I've ever, I mean, that was me being me for more than any time before. And look for more of that, because I'm tired of not being myself. You know, hey Holmes, okay. So I guess 30 minutes. That's when the screen goes out. So anyway, if you want more information about how to lose at comedy contests, you can just send me a message at mail@sidetrackcity.com. You're not going to do it. You will not email me. You will not email me and ask me how to lose at anything. But if you want to, you can. I mean, I'll respond, you know? I did do well at the Winston's contest round just a week or a day after. Let's see. It was actually right before the comedy festival. That was on a Friday night. I was extremely rattled, and I had some new stuff that was on my mind, and I went up and debuted new material. And it worked, totally worked, because I was so mad and funny, I was, and got first place in that round. That's the first round. There's 10, you know, comedians, but I'm proud of that, okay? Just because I'm saying something good that I did doesn't mean I'm bragging, okay? And you didn't even say anything. I get mad when there's this perception out there that people just want to try to think the worst of things or people. Why is that? I don't understand. It's a real thing. You know, I guarantee that some people listening to this, some of the 2 or 3 or 20 people or something that listen to this are going to be thinking, wow, you're really talking about yourself a lot. Yeah, well, there's a point to it. And I'm trying to help you lose, you know? So, yeah, but I didn't do well at the festival at all. I mean, it was bad. Okay, does it help if I talk more about how badly I did somewhere else? Because I did really well at Winston's. Really well. I was so proud of... Because my favorite is when new stuff works the first time or any time. But, well, new stuff can only work for once. I mean, because then it's not new, you know? Not real. I mean, it's, you know... New. But it was good. Okay, and then... And then the week after that, I went and I think I even tried that new stuff again at the festival, but it just didn't work. Like, nothing was working. I mean, there was a table of people that just talked through my whole set because they just didn't respect me at all. I don't know why. That's fine. They're just fine people, you know? I was talking about them, I sometimes hear voices in my head, and sometimes it happens at comedy shows. Like, that's supposed to be funny or something. Didn't work. Like, nothing was working. In my mind, I mean, I'm pretty sure I did terribly. And there's video of it somewhere. So there's proof that I did terribly. In fact, I knew immediately after that I did badly because I was getting, you know, the stink eye from people or the, okay, see ya, for a bit. But then it passed, you know. People were nice. I had a great time, by the way, at the festival. I really did. 2 different days. I mean, I did the clean showcase on, you know, a couple days later. That was fun. You know, no pressure. You just go be funny. But after I did, I want to say I bombed. I did. I know when I bombed. I bombed in the round I was in. And, you know, for a split second, I thought I did okay. Because somebody said, you know, they sort of yelled it kind of loud. They said, hey, good job, you know. But they were talking to Kurt Swan, who was standing right next to me. I was talking to him, and so it seemed like they were talking to me, but they were not talking to me. They were talking to Kurt Swan. So I looked over, and then I looked back to my drink, you know, because I drink sometimes. Not before I go up, but I drink sometimes, because that's me. That's who I am. And I sound angry right now because that's who I am, I think. I mean, it's not like I'm trying to be somebody I'm not. I'm trying to not be somebody I'm not. Does that make sense? I'm trying to not be somebody I'm not. I'm trying to be somebody I am. That's it. Yeah, so it's double negative. So we're just going to wrap this up before this turns into a long, drawn-out podcast. I don't have any future... Oh, I am in the next round of the... Ocean Beach's Funniest Person Contest. March 18th is my round. I guess I should probably tell you... And there, I could tell you a bunch of stuff. I it's not like I want to go into journal mode or anything like that. The focus of this podcast is how to lose at a comedy contest. I think I've pretty much nailed it with my loads of years of experience, or year, you know, pretty much, basically. You know, people ask me how long you've done comedy. It's the hardest question for me to answer because, I mean, yeah, it's been 10 years since I did my first year, and then I sort of took about 8 years where I was only doing it a little bit at a time, and then in 2015 I did about 40 or 50 regular shows, like not open mics, but I really, you know, I did get back into it last year, totally got back into it. So when somebody asks me, how long have you done comedy, it's really kind of 2 years, really. It's not 10 years. If it's 10 years, then that's sort of sad, because I'm not that, I'm not 10 years advanced into my, you know, I'm not polished or anything like that. I don't have 10 years of material, you know. I have 10 years, I have 2 years of material and 8 years of nightmare fuel. And if you want to hear more about that, just go listen to my last episode, number 23, and you'll actually learn more about yourself than me just by listening to that. It's a quick one. I haven't posted it yet. I'm going to post both of these episodes soon, probably tonight, maybe tomorrow first thing. And it's February 10th. It's February 10th, 2016. And you've been listening to this. I think I'm just going to end it now. Yeah, thanks for listening. Thank me, too, for keeping this under 40 minutes. I'm going to do that. Really, I'm going to be a good robot.
This has been a Point and Yell production. Hey, you guys is real nice for sitting there and listening to us.